to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to season 11.
Wow.
I know.
I never thought you'd be saying that to me.
I didn't either, especially because when we started this, we had no idea how we were going to break up seasons.
Yep.
So season 11 to me felt like it'd be years away, but I kind of like splitting them by this habit.
I do too. Very exciting.
I think so,
happy
too.
Happy season 11.
Happy season 11. 11 is such a special number.
Yeah.
It's a master number.
Yeah.
Master diplomat number. May it bring us peace.
There you go.
May it. Wouldn't that be nice?
More peace. That would be very nice.
I'll take more peace.
Peace is always good.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So I hope everybody had a good Ostara.
Yes.
And now we're headed toward Beltane, and we have an exciting season. We've got some good stuff to talk about. We're going to have a guest in a couple of weeks, which is all very exciting.
It is. Yeah, we sure do have a happy season coming up and a good season, informative season. And yeah, I can't even believe like Ostara, now Beltane's coming.
I know.
You know, it happened like I said, though. We would have nice weather and then we'd be freezing. So now I feel like I'm the weather intuition person. I don't know who that is. Because it's definitely not a weather person.
No.
It just seems so crazy. Like, I'm already thinking about, like, things for Beltane, you know, for the shop. And, like, even for us doing our, we're going to do something fun. So I just, it seems weird. It seems like the months are just flying by. I sound like I'm 100 years old now. But
you don't. Because really then I think you'd be saying like the seconds are flying by.
Yeah. The months are flying
by. It's all relative then,
I'll be recording from a rocking chair from now on.
Ooh, that sounds cozy.
I know. On like a porch. Come on. Can we do that? We don't have a porch. Do you?
We don't have a porch.
Yeah, no.
We have a deck
at my
house, but no porch.
No porch.
It's a different thing.
It is.
It has a different vibe.
It is. I agree. Different vibe. I don't know. Something about like sitting on that front porch and like, you know, seeing your neighbors walk by or, you know.
My mom feels the exact same way. That is her dream of just like sitting on a front porch in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
And just talking to people as they go by.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that would be really lovely. You know, I always loved those houses with the wraparound porches. I just thought that they were just so welcoming. I'm trying to think. I used to watch this show on Netflix, and it was like, I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was like three girls from Savannah, maybe, and one of them had this beautiful porch, and like they kind of did everything on their porch, so like when people came over, they were just like, hey, you know, and like I just thought it was like such a homey feeling. I can't even remember the name of the show. I don't even know why I brought up the show, but...
Because it has that porch.
There you go, because of that porch. But, yeah, I think that would be really lovely.
I'd rather have a porch than a Porsche.
Yeah. Well, I kind of wish we could have, like, chairs outside here.
Yeah.
And, like, sit outside there. But, it, you know, people would be like, to get around. Excuse me.
Oh, just walk in the traffic.
Or maybe we could, like, set up chairs so people have to come into the shop.
Like, make a corral.
Yeah.
The sidewalk ends here. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to.
Is that bad?
Well, but we feel bad for our friends.
I feel bad for Joy.
For the road.
And, Mama's Garden. So
maybe we won't do that.
But, you know, maybe we could somehow put another door in.
Okay.
So, like, you kind of come in and then you exit through the back. Maybe you exit through, like, Ben's gallery.
Okay.
And then, you know, you continue
buy
on your
some
own.
Art and...
Exactly. Exactly. You know. So, yeah. That's the new project. Oh, so funny.
Oh, man.
Well, so funny.
I'd like to give a special shout out to one of our readers. We don't normally do this, but this reader lives on the other side of the country, so we don't get to see her to celebrate. But her birthday is coming up, so happy early birthday, Dominique.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Yeah, Dominique is great. She does evening readings.
Yeah.
And it was funny because... Yes, if you're on the East Coast. It was funny because one of the readers here, Eden, said to me, I think you have a typo on the website because it says like, you know, 9 p.m. to like, I don't know, 1 a.m. or something. And I'm like, no, because it's like the time difference. And of course, I don't know what the time difference is, but I'm like, there's a time difference. Oh, it's 3 hours. Margaret is telling me. So I'm like, you know, but I'm like, yeah. And so she's like, oh, I just thought it was a typo, and I've been meaning to tell you.
No, yeah. And, I mean, if you're on the East Coast and you'd like a reading at 10 o'clock at night,
yeah,
Dominique is there for you.
And she's fantastic. She's so
fabulous.
Yeah. So happy birthday. Yeah. I hope it's wonderful.
Same. And here's to many more happy days on your next return.
Many
next,
more.
Next turn around the sun.
Many more.
Yeah. And, yeah.
I just want to say, like, yeah. Don't you feel like a lot of people have birthdays in April and May?
Yeah.
Like, more
March,
than...
March through May, I feel like, is pretty...
Yeah, like,
and then
more
a huge
than,
hit in December.
Yeah, like, more than normal.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's...
I think that there definitely are times of year that are more concentrated for birthdays than others.
They are. There are. I guess that people could be pregnant through the winter and not through the summer.
I mean, I've never been pregnant, but that sounds like a lot more fun.
Yeah, and fun is not the right word.
A lot less annoying.
But yeah, okay, yeah. So that was it. That was my little thing that I noticed.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, because I always feel like, oh, we're coming into birthday season.
Yeah, most of my family's birthdays... We're now on, at least in my family, we're on the other side of my mother's in July and my brother-in-law's in June. And my dad used to be in June.
Okay.
So, I mean, I still honor his birthday, but like.
Well, he still is in June.
He still is in June. Yeah. He's just not alive in right. the incarnation right. anymore. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's a different kind of planning.
Yeah, I feel like it's still a date to celebrate.
Oh,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, let's celebrate it all. We got time with them and, you know, we're celebrating that. So, yeah. But I love birthdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like them better than other holidays, I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Birthdays just feel like special.
Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And I don't mind a birthday on a Sunday, whereas a Sunday holiday just kind of bums me out.
Oh, I remember like when I was in school and like my parents would have like host like Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And, like, the next day, we'd still have to go to school.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's like you need that day of decompression.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, it would always be we just had the whole week off of school.
Right.
You
why
know?
Don't they do it the other way?
Yeah. For Easter break. I think it's a Good Friday.
Oh, okay. So you could have an extra day.
Yeah.
Start
yeah.
Friday. Or come back the next Friday or something. You know,
yeah.
It's still
yeah.
be a week off. I don't know. It's yeah. silly.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah. But I used to not like that either.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Sunday holidays. Ugh. But, you know.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking making work be on Monday?
Yeah.
After a Sunday
yeah,
holiday.
Easter Sunday being on a Sunday.
How dare it. So this week, we are talking about spirit animals, which is
Goodness,
so exciting.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting.
I love spirit animals.
You know, yes.
Or whatever you want to call them, which are separate from familiars, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
But so should we start by defining what a spirit animal is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that you're right. I think people, everybody, you know, kind of confuses spirit animal with familiar. And I think that it's really important to understand what a spirit animal is not. And
yeah.
a spirit animal is not a familiar. And also, like, your pet at home is probably not a familiar.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
At least the way that I treat my pets, I would
yeah.
hope not.
Yeah. A familiar is really something that, you know, you don't take care of. It takes care of you.
Yeah.
And as much as my dogs are there for me when I need them, I don't feel like they take care of me.
They don't feed you.
No. They need me to care for them. And I think that, you know, while my dogs may help me with my magic, they're not like going out and getting me ingredients or telling me spells that I need to do or anything like that. Familiars are really like souls that are taking care of themselves. They're just using like a cat's suit
body, or, you
know,
body.
Yeah, body, I guess, you know, or, you know, a dog or, you know, whatever animal that, you know, you may have as a pet. So it's really important to understand that your familiar is really not your pet. They may feel like it though, because you're so like in tune
so
with your pets,
yeah.
right? Like you and Trixie are so, you know, getting in tune with each other and like knowing each other. But it's more like of a mutual relationship, even, you know?
Yeah, and I would not expect her to be in servitude to me.
No, exactly.
In fact, it is very much like the other way around. Yes. Which I'm happy to. It's what I signed up for.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So I would just like to include that little tidbit. And also, familiars and spirit animals are different.
Yeah.
Spirit animals are really there to guide you during different parts of your life, as you know. And familiars really aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now if you feel differently, that is of course you're right and you're prerogative.
Of course.
This is what we believe about spirit animals mm-hmm. and familiars. And I wouldn't want my pet to be my familiar. In some magical traditions, and this is not something I would do because I don't practice animal sacrifice, but in some magical traditions a familiar is sacrificed for a spell.
Yes.
And this is not something I'd ever want to do to my pet.
No, nope.
So for me, my pet will never be my familiar. Mm-hmm. She's a confidant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I perform Shakespeare for her. Sometimes I sing for her.
Yeah.
But she's that's not her purpose in this life.
Yeah.
She's a buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't want her to ever be in physical harm because of something that I was doing.
I agree with you. I didn't never really understood all that until I really researched it. Because it seems like if you're a witch and you have a pet, it would be your familiar. Like it just, that seems like the normal way it's going to be. But then really finding, like doing a lot of research on familiars and how they started and where they started and why they started and, you know, what they are for a witch, it was, you know, it was evident to me that, you know, okay, this is a totally different thing. And, you know, and I think that if you have a familiar or, you know, if you work with familiars, they might be a little offended that you would put them in the same class as your pet.
Yeah.
Because they are beings that, you know, don't really want to be babied and don't really want to be, like, sung to. And, you know, like, I mean, you know.
And whispered sonnets, too.
Yes, yes. They more want to give you the tools that you need for your practice. And they more want to almost like look over you and lead you and guide you.
Yeah. It's a different type of guidance too. It's a guidance in usually, or traditionally I should say, it's a guidance in spellcraft and performance of a spell. Whereas a spirit animal is like guidance for your life.
Absolutely. Spirit animals are great.
They are great.
I mean, you know, I have one of the students in Teen Witch has, I think, 6 spirit animals that she mm-hmm. feels around her all the time. Or, I'm sorry, they feel around them all the time. And I just think it's so cool that she is that they are that in tune with themselves to see the animals.
6, wow.
And connect with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think 6 is awesome.
Yeah, I think that I have 2.
Okay.
But I mostly connect with 1 mm-hmm. frequently. But, you know, spirit animals are great because sometimes they come to you exactly when you need them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they come to you all the time. And sometimes, like, you know, with the student, it seems that they're around them all the time.
Yeah.
With certain spirit animals, they just come to you in like times of like crisis in your life or times when you need guidance and you're really lost or you feel really sad.
Yeah.
You know, which is just so lovely. Like, really which is so like animal thing to do.
It is,
you know?
Such an animal thing to do. And I want to pop in a little disclaimer here. We are not speaking about indigenous traditions of spirit animals. That is not something Victoria and I are qualified to speak
of. No, we are not shaman and we do not pretend to be.
No. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking that's separate research that we invite you to do,
mm-hmm.
It's not what we're talking about. I guess you could all, if the term spirit animals is confusing to you, you could call what we're referring to as like soul animals.
Mm-hmm.
If that's helpful to think of it that way.
That's true. That's true. I mean, when I was first reading about spirit animals, I just loved hearing about it. You know, they tell you a lot of like the shamanic mm-hmm. history. Did I say that right? I think I did. History and, you know, and like what a great thing to bring to people, like, and let people know that like there's spirit animals out there. And so, yeah, we're talking about this with just all respect and love. And, you know, we're, like, super psyched that we got to read about this.
Yeah.
Like, and,
so
you know, and
you
find out about it. Exactly.
People.
Because that's very cool. But, yes.
And we love animals.
And I do like the term soul animal, too. I mean, that's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, to me, spirit, soul, to me, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in some traditions, they're not.
Right. Right.
And that's great too. But if it's helpful to you, or if you're worried about accidentally offending somebody, mm-hmm. feel free to change the language. The language, as long as it's used with reverence, mm-hmm. is almost it doesn't really matter which you use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't
right.
think if
right.
that's incorrect. Anybody, feel free to call me on it.
No, but
because we don't want to offend anybody. But
no, we don't. And I also think that I think that there are people who. Just realize that you just are showing them respect
yeah.
by, I did some reading on this. I think that this is something that is so interesting. And like, I mean, just to kind of introduce that to people, because I don't know, like, maybe we wouldn't think that animals even had spirits or souls at this point in life, you know?
Yeah.
If somebody did not take the time to connect and figure it out and then share their information with everybody else. Cause that's super cool.
Exactly.
But so we're just coming at a whole like respect and
yeah.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of Western European based people, which I am one of, the idea of animals having a soul is still fairly new. I've always thought that they do. I think plants have souls. I think mm-hmm. rocks have souls. I think mm-hmm. everything has a soul. It's just a different iteration of it. But, would I think that if it was hundreds of years ago? Probably
no,
not with where my ancestry is from.
No, and I could even tell you in my life, as I get older, I am feeling that soul and spirit of everything all around me.
Yeah.
I know that I didn't feel it in my teens or 20s or even 30s. And not even because it was mainly because I was too busy to really even think about things like that. And now that I'm a little bit older, I can think about these things and I have the time to think about them and I have the time to connect with things.
Yeah.
Which is
lovely.
Like, it's so glorious. Not that when you're in your 30s, that part of your life is not glorious at the time that is, but I'm kind of excited that as I'm getting older, I can slow down that pace a little bit and really appreciate nature and all these beautiful things around us and all these beautiful spirits and souls around us, because they are around us. And it's so, some days it just makes you feel like, you know what, this is going to be okay. Because look at everything that wants to guide me, my ancestors, animals, my pets even, and my friends, their ancestors, and it's almost like you can see everybody's working together so that you don't mess up your life so much.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you. And there's a reason the crone archetype is known for wisdom. It's because you do have the opportunity in a lot of cases to slow down and notice more.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to correct my count. I have 5 spirit animals, and I'm so sorry to the 5th that I forgot to count. I wasn't counting on my fingers or anything. I was just kind of counting in my head. So I've got 5. Do we want to share some of what ours are?
Sure. Yes, because I would love
to
hear about
that ahead
of time. No, I would love to hear it.
Okay. One of mine obviously is dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I love dogs so much, but it goes beyond that. I feel that they have so much to teach us in loyalty and playfulness in both of these things. Like
loyalty, big one.
Yeah.
Big one.
And
yeah.
I feel like they're just known for that. Like you get a pet dog, you take care of it, and it looks at you different from other animals do. And I don't just mean like wild animals. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love your dogs, Victoria, and I think that they like me. They mm-hmm. don't look at me the same way Trixie does.
Right, right.
I don't have that same connection with them. But like she already, I've not had her very long, but already she's so loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from like a general, I think, trust in the goodness of others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think dogs are really good at that unless they've been abused.
Yes, yes.
But,
I think even, I'm just going to,
yeah.
I think even when they're abused, they teach you that because they teach
they
you that like, if you are not loyal to people and you don't have that connection with people, this is kind of what happens. Like,
yeah.
And now to win my trust, it's really going to take a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it teaches people how to be persistent. And, because I really want the dog to like me and I really want, to be friends with the dog. And I think that, yeah, I think it teaches us like a persistence that maybe we wouldn't learn from other people.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I learned from the spirit of the dog. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share one of yours?
Well, mine's also dog, but mine's a specific dog. I had this dog, Lily. For a long time in my life, I didn't feel like I had spirit animals. I'll tell you what my second one is now, only because mine is cardinals. They don't always appear to me, but they do appear to me. I really noticed my first cardinal on the way to my dad's funeral. And the weirdest part was we were on this highway called Route 78. Tom is driving and we're going 70 miles an hour. And I see a cardinal on the side, in the tree on the side of the road, which is just
it's a very small bird to see that clearly at that
speed. So until then was when I realized that, okay, something's looking over me. And then once my dog Lily passed, I have always, whenever I meditate and, especially a guided meditation, if somebody guides you that you're walking down a path and now look around you, she's always there.
Yeah.
And I feel like even in my life, she's there. And the weird thing is sometimes the dogs will just my dogs that I live with now will growl a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm and they're looking at nothing. And I'm like, oh, I think that she's with us, so yes, I really That's only awesome. Have one. I'm open. I love animals and I'd love it for them all to visit me. But I think that probably somewhere in the world it's just felt right now that's all that I need. So I'm good with that. Or maybe they're she's really, good with listening and, you need somebody to really listen to you. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I don't ever feel anything else.
Well, yeah, the universe gives us what we need.
Right. Right. And you know, I think that, she came to me during a time when I needed her and has stuck around and I love that.
Yeah. So my only specific spirit animal mm-hmm. that is an animal I knew was bear. And I think Trixie's actually bear reincarnated.
I haven't
seen
him
in meditation lately. And I really think that he's in her body.
I feel like that too. When you discuss bear and when you, discuss, you just said, that he's not really showing up. I'm well, that's because he's right there. So you just have to open up your eyes.
Yeah. He's totally right here. Yeah. That's her. And I think that's beautiful. My other ones are whales.
Okay.
Which I believe can teach us empathy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, any animal can teach you empathy, but whales are so empathic that I feel like there's just that connection. And we're really fortunate because we live really close to Mystic Seaport and Aquarium.
Oh, my gosh, right?
There aren't whales you can go see at the Seaport. I don't know why I said that first. I just really love it there.
Some people just know, Mystic Seaport.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah. But at the Aquarium, you can get up close and personal with the belugas.
Oh, my God. They're so wonderful.
They're amazing. They just come up to the glass and, you can have these, time stops. Mm-hmm. You just have these beautiful moments mm-hmm. interacting with them. So they're awesome. Mm-hmm. So whales are definitely on my list of spirit animals that I look to.
Yeah. After my father passed, it was he passed in December. So in January, I remember going there and I just remember every time I went by the whales, they just kept coming up.
Yeah, because you needed
to the glass. And yes, and so finally I just sat there. It was freezing. It was windy.
Yeah, because you're outside when you're with the blue.
I kind of just sat down, which, you're on concrete ground.
Yeah.
And that wasn't very warm either. But I remember sitting there for a really long time and just really feeling very connected with them and connected with, like they were trying to give me a message. Like you said, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it was a really wonderful moment. Because I believe that I was connecting with their spirits or their souls. Because I just, obviously they're in a tank and there's glass behind. But I really just felt something really magical happened. So that's my Mystic Aquarium story.
I love it. I love it. Another one of mine is horses.
Okay.
Horses teach us power and also togetherness. Right, because it is a herd animal.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there are other herd animals. Mm-hmm. The horses are not the only thing that you can get this from.
Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful.
And they're beautiful. I've also, I've got this running joke with my friends because I did a past life experience. I won't say a regression because it's not a regression. It was a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I say this, I want to say I believe we were all everybody. All the people who are oh, two people say they were this person, so it's not true. I think everyone was everybody mm-hmm. because spirit and soul is one.
Mm-hmm.
And when we die, I think we reconnect mm-hmm. a little bit so that if you're doing a past life experience, you can connect to any past life you want that's going to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Unless your soul is brand new, and then have fun learning new lessons. But like, if you've been here before, been through this before, of any kind of life,
this isn't your first rodeo. Yeah,
I think you can connect to others, especially when you've been here a lot of times. I think you have access to that. And I'm not going to get into depth with that, but I wanted to say that first because the experience I had was of Shakespeare and his horse. And the more that I've thought about this since it happened, the more I'm sure I was embodying the horse.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I was like over his shoulder a lot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I was never really like looking at the world through his eyes. I was either right at like a very nosy horse reading over his shoulder and like wandering into the theater and stuff. But like, it was always like over him, around him.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
This, that, and the other thing. So I'm pretty sure I was the horse in that experience.
Okay.
But, horses have always been just magnificent creatures to me. And again,
they
also
really
very
are.
Empathic and like they can help people heal in so many ways. You know, they have farms where horses help people recover from stuff and like, they're just amazing creatures. And I think a lot smarter than they get credit for.
Yeah. Oh no.
They have
absolutely.
Like a lot of like intuition smarts.
But they really are. And you know, sometimes you will see how horses are like okay with other animals with them. You know, if you go to mm-hmm. a,
like goats
a horse place,
and, yeah.
I guess, I don't know. But like, you know,
a ranch.
When there's other animals. Yeah, a ranch. Or also known as a horse place.
A horse place.
You know, they'll have like other animals with them and like they're not, they don't seem to have like, you know, that I have to be mean feeling.
Yeah.
You know, like some other animals, you know, are very cautious and a little mean and like want to attack. They don't really do that. And they're just so majestic.
They are.
Like when they're galloping.
Oh,
and,
they're
know.
So powerful and like
yeah.
just like free and
yeah.
when they get to be free, which is rare.
Yep.
These days. But so yeah, horses are definitely
okay.
My next one would be owls for wisdom and patience, because I just
so
feel
lovely.
Like how patient is an owl to sit at night listening to all the underscurrying
mm-hmm.
around it and be like, that's the mouse I want.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, how do you not think of wisdom when you think of an owl?
Yeah, no, you
and,
have to.
Yeah. And I wonder too, like how many people have owls? Because I know several people who work with mm-hmm. the owl energy a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're just awesome. We have a barred owl that lives on our property
mm-hmm.
Some of the year. It's
okay.
not always there.
Okay.
And it's just, I love hearing it. I know you love hearing the
oh
owls
gosh,
that live around
love
you
it.
Too. When I hear that Who Cooks For You, I'm just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's back. And
yeah.
it's just wonderful. And I've seen it before. And like, it's just such a beautiful bird.
It really is. It really is. There was somebody on like Facebook or Instagram or one of those that had this picture of this. I don't know what they were actually taking a picture of, but they have a picture of like a snowy owl actually flying through the sky. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's like when you see it, you're just, yeah, you feel like that crone energy, like that wiseness, like that, you know, it's a really special picture. And, maybe I could find it and put it on our... Can I do that? If somebody else took a picture, can I put it
sometimes.
On...
Sometimes. It depends
yeah.
on...
So maybe we'll try that, and
okay.
then if somebody doesn't like it, they can tell us that that's not what you do. Or I'll do it, because I'll be like, I don't know the internet, so... You know. But I'm going to look for that picture, because I know that I took a screenshot. Maybe you're not even supposed to do that, so here I am, like, internet police coming to the door. But yeah, it's so, like... I don't know. It makes you feel something. I think it makes everybody feel something different. So I don't want to say what it makes me feel, but it makes you feel. And
yeah.
that to me, like, you know, period, end of sentence right there. That's super, super important and super great. Like when you can feel something. So I might, I'm going to see if I can post that picture. In fact, I'll ask my husband because he does all trademarks and copyrights
yeah,
and patents. So he'll know. And yeah, so now this is getting to be like this whole thing. I'm hiring attorneys, you know.
I owe him some M&Ms anyway.
Yeah, there we go. I'll pay him in M&Ms, and I'm sure he's going to be like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. But, you know, like, yeah. Yeah.
That's
but,
awesome.
The picture, and I hope that it makes you all feel something. And if I can post it, you know, and it makes you feel something, please let us know.
Please let us know, definitely. But yeah, owls are just amazing. And then my fifth is also a bird.
Okay.
It is a hawk or eagle.
Okay.
Which from them, I learned perspective and how to ascend. Mm-hmm. How to,
like a bald-headed eagle, like the big eagle? Even better,
but any hawk will do.
Okay.
But yeah, bald eagles are the highest flying birds. They can fly and see, they can fly higher and see farther than other birds or anything, really.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're amazing.
That's a great fact. They can
pick out a mouse from like, what? I, don't quote me on this. I feel like the answer is a half mile up in the air.
Wow.
But
whatever, it probably like
really
is
high up.
Because, you know, eagle eyesight, you know,
exactly.
Eagle eye, you know.
Which
yes,
I don't have.
No, me
not
either.
Physically.
Me either. The I mouse could literally be like a yeah. foot away from me. I'd be like, is that a spot on the floor?
I literally can't wear wireframe glasses because my lenses are too thick.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That is not me. But I definitely feel like spiritually, it's something I strive for.
Okay.
And we're really fortunate because there is a pair of bald eagles that come and nest at the end of our street every year.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And we have all sorts of other hawks. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of bird activity on our street anyway. There's a murder of crows that lives there. I always try to talk to them and I'm like, hi, me and Trixie are nice. You know, yeah. We like you.
Yeah.
Someday I'd like to trade them peanuts for shiny things.
Oh, how great would that be?
It'd be so exciting, but I think they would freak Trixie out. So
yeah.
I don't think I could do it when walking her, but I've never really kind of felt like the crow was a spirit animal per se. I just want to be friends with the ones in my neighborhood.
Okay.
But the eagle and the hawk, like when I see them, it just stops me for a minute and it's like instantly the question in my intuition is like, is there a way I can level up spiritually right now?
Okay.
What message am I waiting to receive? Am I getting a message right now? You're like, if, now granted, when I'm on my street, there's almost never anybody there. So oftentimes I'll pull over and like think for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it while driving because that seems unsafe. Or I'll wait until I get home, you know, and just like meditate on it.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. I don't usually meditate while driving.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
Slightly hazardous.
I'm going to say that's definitely a good idea.
Yeah,
I'm going to change my
probably.
We're going
to advise you not to meditate,
don't meditate while
operating
while driving
large machinery. So yeah, that's my fifth.
So that's really cool. I just also want to add in a little sidebar there that if anybody is in the South Carolina, like Charleston area, there is an aquarium there. And one of their exhibits, I think that they must have it somehow rescued and, you know, and had nowhere to go. But one of their exhibits is this beautiful bald eagle. And it's like, it's just amazing. When you're there, again, you feel something. And it's just super amazing. And, you know, I've never seen one that close up. So
yeah,
it was,
they're big.
They're huge.
They're a lot bigger than you think they are.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to seeing them up there.
Right. And it was really, it was really magical and majestic and just like, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd never seen one. So if you are in the Charleston area, there's maybe it's called the South Carolina Aquarium, but I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember. I try to visit aquariums and like, you know, witchy shops wherever I go.
Yeah. See the animals, see the magic, put it all together.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
And I mean, even if an animal is not your spirit or soul animal, it doesn't mean it doesn't have messages for you.
Mm-hmm.
If an animal is like, now, if you just happen to like see an animal in the wild, like if I see a squirrel running around a tree, I'm not going to be like, that squirrel has a message for me.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
There
right.
are a billion squirrels running around right. the trees. But like if an animal connects with me in a way, like, this was with a hawk. I was in my driveway and the hawk just like stopped in midair and hovered over me for a full minute. It was riding a wind current,
right.
But it was just like still over me. And my first thought was, please don't poo on me. My second thought was, do you have a message for me?
Yeah.
You know, like you're really kind of hanging out right near me. It wasn't very high up.
Right.
It was like right near me. But also like if an animal like looks at me and then makes a sound at me or like interacts with me in some other way, I'll stop and think like, what does this animal represent? What are their qualities?
Mm-hmm.
What are they trying to tell me?
Okay, can I ask you a question about the hawk thing? And if this is like too personal, you can tell me. Did you like ever figure out what the message is, or like did you ever like really go in and like try to meditate on what that message was? Or
yeah, so I
and you don't have to tell us what the message was.
No, that's fine.
Okay,
I have a book called I think Spirit Animals and Their Messages, or Messages from Spirit Animals, or something. Spirit Animals and Messages. It's a little like pocket guide, and it has a whole bunch of animals in it. And you can flip to their page and it's got a whole bunch of messages that that animal can convey when you interact with them. And then you kind of use your intuition to figure out, like, which one is actually the right message. But hawks, for me, almost always are about a spiritual leveling up.
Okay.
So at that time that I saw that hawk, it was really, really interesting because it was right before I started the Inner Temple Mystery School.
Okay.
So usually when I have an interaction with a hawk like that, it's like there's something I'm going to learn. There's an opportunity to learn something more, because to me, that's what brings ascension, is learning, because I love to learn. And it may not be the same for everybody. It may be like going deeper brings ascension, or, you know, going on vacation brings ascension. Everyone's got their own things, right? Mm-hmm. For me, it's like, ooh, I'm going to be on the lookout for a new course I'm going to take, or a new book that's going to find me, or this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had an experience the other day right before we went to Bell and Raven in Simsbury, which is a great shop if you're up there.
Oh my gosh,
we
great.
We love it. And Isabel owns the shop. It's amazing. Hi, delightful. Isabel. You know, I had an experience before I went there with a hawk, and I got there and, like, there was a book that I kept walking by, and I picked it up a couple times, put it back down. I was like, I'm kind of like in several courses already. Like, I have a lot of books I haven't read. Do I really need another book? I don't have a lot of room on my shelves. And I kept walking back to this book, and it was a book on understanding human design.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took it home and I did my human design chart, which I had tried to do before I had my corrected birth time.
Okay.
And it made no sense to me when I did it that time, but this time it made complete sense. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to read like the first section of this book, which is about your type, right? Generator, manifesting generator, projector, etc. Well, 2.5 hours later, I'd gone through the entire book, deciphered my whole
chart. 2.5 hours, a mere 2.5 hours.
And signed up for a course to go deeper.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, the hawk set me up for that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, without that experience, I might have seen that book and be like, yeah, I'll read that someday. I'm not going to get it now because I don't have room for more books. Because I really don't. But, you know, like, but because I had that experience, it kind of prepared my mind a little bit.
Okay.
So when I kept coming, I think I walked by that book like 4 times.
Okay.
And I was like, no, it's going to come home with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it did, because it's a very cool book.
It is.
I'm trying to get it for the shop. So, nice. You know, because they also have a workbook that goes with it.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great book. But, you know, I was just thinking about how, like, according to all the principles of, like, spirit animals, according to the shamans, is that you have spirit animals that are with you for, like, your whole life. Some that just, like, kind of stop in to give you a message.
Yeah.
Some are, you know, it could be that you see, like, geese flying in a V, you know, shape, and that's a message for you, you know? So they can come for a long period of time or a short period of time. So I think it's really cool that, you know, hawks would come and, like, kind of, like, do, like, that hovering, because I think that that's just sounds... I mean, I would be like, again, I would think the same thing. Like, I hope it doesn't poop on me. But now, like, wow,
now,
like, this
not.
Is something. So I have found, like, with the cardinal, is that every time that I have something really that I'm struggling with, that's when I see a cardinal.
Beautiful.
Now, I'm convinced it's the same cardinal. So it's followed me from New Jersey to New York to Connecticut.
I don't know their migration patterns, so it could be.
I'm convinced it's the same one, but so, like, I'll be going through a tough time. And just the other day this happened, because I was going through a tough time, and I hear, they have a very distinct song for me to hear. And I look up and I'm like, yeah, of course there's a cardinal, because it's, I always feel like it's my father, like his soul letting me know, like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
No matter what's happening, it's going to be okay. Because that's just very much his personality, or was his personality. So, I think that there's, like, the cardinal is my spirit animal, but only comes to me when I really, truly need it.
Right.
I don't notice them all the time. But yes, when I really am truly feeling like, oh, you know, this is making me sad, or how am I going to get past this, or whatever, I will hear that song and look up, and there's a cardinal in the tree, and I'm like, I hear you, Dad. Like, I hear you.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be okay, but you know what? I'm still feeling all the feelings. So, you know, and it just feels so reassuring, and it kind of feels like a warm little hug.
Yeah.
I mean? Like, so I truly always feel like this cardinal is just looking out for me. And again, is it the same cardinal? I'm not sure, but I'd like to think it is, with just like, you know, my dad's soul and, you know, giving me messages.
I love that.
Yeah.
Are there ever times that you seek out the cardinal or Lily? Like, you're mm-hmm. like, I'm going to work with a spirit animal mm-hmm. today.
Not really.
Okay.
Lily just always appears to me. Okay. And, you know, I feel like she's with me all the time.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, and it was weird because when, right around when Lily passed, around the same time is when I started going through a really hard time in my life. And she was, you know, I feel like she just kind of stepped right in.
Yeah.
You know, I was having some health problems and I really felt like, oh my God, this is the end. And like, it wasn't, thank goodness. But I feel like even though she couldn't be there for me, she was there for me, like in spirit. And it really just felt super reassuring, especially when I was in the hospital, because, you know, they don't let pets like in ICU and stuff. But I felt like she was there. And this was just a short while after she passed. And, you know, that was the first time I had really felt like I had a spirit animal around me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I request their guidance. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll draw them, or I'll have like a little like figurine of them on my altar that I'll pray beautiful. To. Nine times out of 10 when I do that, they come through.
Mm-hmm.
The other 10th time, they're probably coming through and I'm just not seeing it
mm-hmm.
or noticing mm-hmm. it. Like, it's a dream I don't remember, or, you know, like something like that. Or I'm just busy in my day and mm-hmm. it's just not getting through that filter.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to include that, because if you feel like you have spirit animal or soul animal and you would like guidance from it, you can request that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say don't demand. It's kind of like working with deities.
Mm-hmm.
I would never demand a deity do something for me.
Right.
But it's kind of like, I'm offering this. Can you please help me? You know, like, if I want to connect with a deity, usually I use herbs.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Right. I like to offer kitchen herbs.
Yeah. I like to use herbs. I like to use plantings. Even like lavender and, you know, flowers and things like that. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I do too. But yeah, I've never called in on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to put that out there that you can make the request. Just I would say being demanding probably won't be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if there's a specific plant that you know that animal likes, you can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, Trixie is here with me in person, but I have to say the first day I got her, she found like 3 or 4 floral leaf clovers.
That's pretty wild.
It was amazing. I couldn't save them because she like ate one, stepped on another, peed on the third. You know, like, I couldn't really.
Right.
She was very interactive with them.
Right.
But I was like, ooh, we're not going to press that one. We'll just leave that on the ground where it is. But she did find them. So, you know.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. So maybe that's her plant. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, so you can reach out to your spirit animals. And if you're not sure who they are, you could just say, spirit or soul animals, come and guide me, please.
Mm-hmm.
And see who shows up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes you may just feel them and not see them yet.
Yeah.
You know, they may be being a little, you know, a little playful and not.
As animals can be.
Exactly. Exactly.
And enjoy that. Try not to get frustrated by it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just being themselves.
Exactly. And I think, yeah, animals, when you really think about them, that's one of their like key characteristics, is that they're playful. They teach us how to be playful.
Yeah. Which is an important lesson to learn.
Absolutely.
So, do we have a you know you're a witch if?
Actually, when you were speaking, one came to my mind. That's why I was writing notes. I'm like, she's probably like, why are you writing notes? But to me, you know you're a witch if, now speaking about your book, if you are constantly in that learning pattern, you will constantly want to learn more. It's almost like you're yearning to learn, you know, you are willing to, like, I know that you do like the Inner Temple Mystery School and like, you know, you do an astrology school and like, you're still like, okay, human design, I'm in, like, I'm going to learn about this now.
So pile
I feel like, I feel like that's a real trait of witches. We just want to learn as much as we can. And I feel like it's because we want to know as much as we can about people. And, you know, we don't want to be ignorant and, like, do something that, like, offends somebody. So, like, yeah. by learning all these things, it helps us to not, you know, insert foot in mouth.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
So I think that's it. You know, your witch, if you are constantly out there, like, I am going to get this book and I'm going to read it. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell all my friends and I'm learning. So that's what I think for today.
I love it.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have fun connecting with spirit or soul animals and we'll see you next time.
Yes, definitely.
And Sorry.
Go ahead, you go.
Wish Dominika a happy birthday. Come on to our podcast and wish her a happy return.
Absolutely. And stay magical. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.